Claire's going to read to us from Isaiah 60. And you'll get the connection, I think, with the kings arriving to see Jesus, the wise men, we should say, really. But also listen to these words. It talks about people coming to God, and just the sort of vast array of people from all nations coming to God, and God coming amongst us. Mm-hmm. And it sort of almost says to God, lift up your eyes and look around you and see all these people. But I think lifting up our eyes and looking for the Lord is also part of that. So, Claire, read to us, please, from, Isaiah 60?
Yeah, Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come.
Your heart will swell with joy. I love it, don't you? That language. And we sometimes sort of hold back a little bit when we think about God, as though we ought to be proper, but the idea there of God being for us and we offering our worship to him, his heart throbs for us, our heart throbs for him. I think it's wonderful. We want to hear from God's word. We want to allow God to speak into our hearts and lives. And our New Testament reading, we heard from Isaiah, we're gonna read from Matthew chapter 2. But instead of doing that straight from the Bible, we're going to use the Lion Storyteller version. I'm a child at heart. I don't know about my fellow presenters here, but I'm a child at heart. So I like the way we tell stories for children. And it's not just a children's story, but sometimes it speaks to us when we hear something in a slightly different way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to read from Matthew chapter 2, but Bob Hartman is the storyteller. And we hope this works. So I'll start off, and then Chris and Claire will be chipping in as well. The sky was black. The night was clear. The stars were bright as diamonds. Perfect, said the star watcher, just as it should be. But just then God nudged the brightest star and sent it floating like a kite across the night sky. Quick, called the star watcher to his friends. Come and see. There's a new star, and that means a new king, said the second star watcher. Somewhere a new king is about to be born. I'll tell you what, said the third star watcher. Let's follow the star and see.
So the three star watchers climbed onto their camels and set off after the star. When it zigged, they zigged. When it zagged, they zagged. Across deserts and mountains and rivers, until they reached the land of God's people, the Jews. We have come a long way, said the first star watcher to King Herod. We have followed a remarkable star, added the second star watcher. So can you tell us where the baby is? Asked the third star watcher. The baby-born king of the Jews. King of the Jews? King of the Jews? King Herod? Sorry. Got excited then. Trying hard not to look upset. Let me speak with my advisers.
And so King Herod called a meeting. A meeting that was not very happy. King of the Jews, the king shouted. King of Jews? I am the king of the Jews. Yes, your majesty, his advisers mumbled. But God has always promised that one day he would send us a special king. Perhaps he is the one the Star Watchers are looking for. Herod muttered. And where does God say this special king will be born? In Bethlehem, your majesty, the city of David. Send for the Star Watchers, King Herod ordered. I have decided what I shall do.
Gentlemen, said the king, the child you seek is somewhere in Bethlehem. Go to him. Find him. Then come and tell me where he is, so that I can visit him too.
The king said this with a smile, but his heart was black, black as a night without stars, for he had already determined to kill the child, so no one would take his place as king.
The Star Watchers didn't know that when they left, but they soon found out. For the same god who had nudged the star visited them in a dream and told them of the king's dark plan. So they went to see young Jesus and gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then he went straight home with stars in their eyes and God in their hearts.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's God's word to us. And we give thanks to him for his words to us. And we want to be people this year who will journey into the year looking for God. That's our point. Did you get that? Keep kind of mentioning it. Let's worship God again together. And maybe you'll join us now at home, wherever you are, and join in. We're going to use those kind of words from that reading, words of the wise, words of the wise. So every other line is going to be something that we can use as a kind of chorus. Where is the King of the Jews? We have come to worship him. Where is the King of the world? Yes, the King of the world, but the King of the Jews as well. This is by Dave Hobwood from Engage Worship. But we're going to use these words, and there's your words. Where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him. So, in the words of the wise men from the East, together we say, Where is the King of the Jews?
We've come to worship him.
Yeah, it's going to fight between us for that one.
It is. Should we keep quiet?
Yeah, perhaps. Actually, we wanted to do it together, but maybe we should keep quiet. anyway, and those from the north and the south and the west, where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him. Claire, perhaps you'd lead us in the next one as it's part of yours. And then, Chris, as we go along, you say it when it comes under your line, if that's all right. Let's carry on in that way, and we'll all join in at home with Where is the King of the Jews?
In the words of the wise women down to the ages.
Where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him.
And the children, with their simple trust. Where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him.
The old, who've lived their faithful lives. Where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him.
The confused that hoped for something better.
The agnostics who want to believe but struggle.
The disheartened that lost their faith on the way. Together, where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him.
The prodigals, the rebels, the angry young things.
The grumpy, the guilty, the regretful and ragged.
The cry of so many secret pilgrims down through the years. Where is the King of the Jews? We've come to worship him. Chris is going to read to us now. It's a sort of poetic version of something that's been written reflecting T.S. Eliot's Journey of the Magi. But Chris, really grateful to you. Maybe you'd read that for us.
So we got there, eventually. Delayed by issues at the border crossings, strip searches, sniffer dogs, suspicious officials, flanked by hard-eyed young men toting guns. They questioned us. Were we smugglers? Might the costly spices we brought as gifts be banned substances? And what of the gold? Was it to finance arms smuggling, insurrection, or business bribes? Did we stick by this cock and bull story about following a star? Why didn't we use sat-navs? Why this obsession with astrology? A star pretending the birth of a Jewish ruler? Whew, that alone nearly got us arrested. But they let us go. Their racial prejudices, trumped by their conviction that we were harmless crazies bent on a wild goose chase. Finally, we reached journey's end. Despite that last unnerving interview with Herod, honey-tongued, but with ill-disguised murder seething in his eyes. Was it all worth it to discover by starlight a poor couple's boy child in a tiny shack? Well, let me say this. On our first entering in, we glimpsed majesty in his piercing gaze. An awesome moment, compelling worship. He needed no court flunkies, no smooth-talking press secretary, no trumpets, hype, or cameras. A human child, he manifested a wisdom welling from the depths of the eternal silence. Here we sensed we had touched divinity. Now for us, life would never be the same. Home we went another way and found another life.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I find it helps me, I don't know about others, to kind of think about these things in different ways. And sometimes poetry and songs and other things help us to do exactly that.